Blog Talk Radio.
Wrong song.
Thank you for tuning in to Yizer Victim Stoppers Radio, listening to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and co-host Ayana Mohammed. Tonight,
hey everybody,
we will be discussing. You saying hi, Ayana? Say hi
to
the folks.
Hey everybody. Hey everybody.
Tonight we are going to be talking about a very, 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 very hot topic: emotional baggage. So I'm pretty sure everybody knows what emotional baggage is, but let me just give you a little insight on this emotional baggage vocab. Emotional baggage is any negative experience that you've had in your past, either romantically or otherwise, that you bring with you throughout life.
Yes, Lord.
Any negative experience that you carry on into the next relationship, whether
which
it's
a lot of people do,
a friendship, a boyfriend, girlfriend, ex-husband, ex-wife, new husband, at work, whatever bad experience that you've had in the past.
That's exactly what it is.
Whew. Ayana.
Yes, ma'am.
Emotional baggage.
You're going to ask me, do I have emotional baggage?
I ain't gonna ask you that yet. Oh,
okay,
I can
cool,
tell you what
cool,
though.
Good.
So while we were doing this research, you know, we came across this quiz.
Right.
So we can
yeah.
quiz each
mm-hmm.
other, and then we can determine if we both have emotional baggage before we go to our listeners.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna let you start off with the first question. I'm
okay.
gonna pose it to you. When it comes
well, the first
to situations,
thing says, write an honest list of thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that weigh you down.
Right, right.
Okay. So, things that weigh me down. Definitely trust.
Absolutely.
That weighs me
I
down.
I think that's everybody. Yes.
Okay, so trust weighs me down. Dependability, like, past
okay.
relationships where people weren't dependable, may say, you know, they told me they were going to do something. So that probably has affected my expectations.
Okay. I can see that one.
I said three, huh?
You did.
Well, I can't think of a third one, but I know those two right there actually do weigh. I know I had those two. What about you?
Oh, I definitely trust is definitely one of mine. I pretty much don't trust people as far as I can see them until I really get to know you. I don't know what it is, especially new people. I know, and that's the only one I think I have. Now, you may ask somebody else, they may feel differently. But I think trust is the main one that I have.
Mm-mm.
That's where I'm at with it.
So trust is big.
Trust is big because a lot of stuff falls under trust. Like you said, with dependability, do I trust you to be there for me? Do I trust you to be upfront and honest in what you're saying? Am I trusting? You know, it's just like, the actions, am I trusting your actions? Are you genuine? Because when you've been burned before, you just be thinking
oh, yeah.
to yourself, I know everybody is not the same, but, you know, I just don't want to, you don't want to get burned again.
You
know? You
don't
want to
put yourself
trust.
In a situation where you can
right.
get, yeah, so you kind of guard it.
It's hard to put yourself out there now because everybody has baggage and, the thing is, they always talk about baggage with women, and they never talk about baggage with men. And I think they carrying as many bags as the rest of us.
If not
like
more. They got big, long
yes.
garbage bag, like the economy
right.
garbage bag that you get from
yes.
the fire department.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That type of
I mean,
bag.
But it's just, it's hard. So, to be honest, it really is hard not to take your baggage with you. I think that's just evident. It is hard. So, you know, you go through something and you get into another relationship and you think to yourself, I'm not going to go through the same thing again. But the fact
because
that you
don't
want to
get bamboozled.
Right. But the fact that you keep saying it like, oh, I'm not going to go through that again. I'm not going to. You're focused on it. So that's what you're going to see. You know what I'm saying? So like if you don't trust somebody, or let's say you've been cheated on and then you go into your next relationship and you think I'm not going to be goofy and not pay attention to what's going on, so I'm not going to be cheated on again. But because you're trying not to be cheated on again, that's all you focused on is that. So you're going to see something that's going to remind you of that because that's what you're looking for. You know what I'm saying?
And so you're not really giving the new person a chance to show anything because in the back of your mind, it's like, oh, he going to cheat.
Right.
Everybody's
yeah, even though you saying you're giving them a chance, you really not because you're not going into it like with a clean slate because you're already saying what you're not going to do. So you're not giving it a clean slate. So that's why people don't realize they always take their baggage with them. Honestly.
But, I mean,
you know.
I think it's virtually impossible not to bring baggage into another relationship, especially if you've gone through so much, like more than you could ever imagine in your life. And then you have somebody that starts off nice. And that first argument y'all have, everything just,
mm-hmm.
So you coming in
right.
with this wall that's taller than you built up. And people get tired of trying to break down that wall.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I told you, I got like the Great Wall of China going on over here. So I'm cool with it, though. It's not bothering me right now. But yeah, it's hard to leave your past in the past.
It's extremely hard. Because I'm looking at this quiz. If I am dealing with other people and they push my buttons or stir up old emotions, what do I do? Do I run away and distance myself? Do I ignore it or distract myself? Or do I do my best to educate myself and the other person, if possible, so that we both can be conscious and cautious about it? Okay, so I'm A. I'm just going to distance myself.
See, okay. I'm almost like a combination of A and C, but I think I'm primarily A. But I would think I'm C depending on what it is. Because I'm going to let you know that's, I don't like that. Like, that's not cool. But I think I'm mostly A, too. I think I'm A on that one.
Yeah, I'll what just about distance when it myself. You do something to me that stirs up some old stuff and I can see it, some BS coming, I'm just going to separate myself from you.
And, like, I'm not dealing with this.
I don't know you. I'm real good at ignoring people. So I'll just, let me go over here. If you send me a text, I ain't get it. I could walk past you like I ain't never seen you before. Yeah, I'm one of
those.
Really? Girl, wow. I'm the worst. Okay. I'm telling you. Because I, look, because I've had so much going on with me in the past, I feel like I'm not going to do anything wrong to anybody. So you should at least give me that same courtesy.
Courtesy.
So if you don't,
I can respect that.
Then I'm going to distance myself. And if you really care about me, me disappearing away from you is going to hurt you more than me saying anything. I shouldn't have to educate you on how to treat me. Things that's understood shouldn't have to be explained.
But see, I think that's wrong. That's why I say I'm C. Because I do need you to understand how to treat me. Like, I do need you to know that, no, I don't like that. I need you to understand how to treat me. Now, granted, if we were naturally treating people the same and understanding, but something, I just can't be, I don't like to be yelled at. So if I'm in a situation, in a relationship, and he yells at me about something, when I tell you that wall has gone up from that point forward, what?
You'd be about ready to lose your mind if somebody yell at you.
In that type of, you can't yell at me. I don't care how mad you are. You need to write it down in all caps or something on a piece of paper. But you can't yell at me out loud. Like,
don't even send me an email with it. Okay, let me ask you this, Ayana. The emotional baggage that was caused by other people in my life make me feel A, resentful, angry, or emotional towards them. B, I don't even want to think about it. Or C, no matter what I'm feeling, I do my best to understand it and to heal so that I can move forward in a healthier way.
I'm an A. I am not trying to investigate what you had going on in your life to better understand why you came at me that way. No, I'm an A.
You A, you resentful and angry?
I won't say resentful, but I am angry and I do feel some type of way towards them.
Me too.
So,
I don't care what you're going through or what you have been through. It does not give you the right to treat other people bad. Period. So I'm going to be emotional.
Like,
I'm going to be like, F you, and go about your business.
Yes.
Don't say that to me.
It's kind of like, I mean, I have a lot of male friends. So I've seen them where they do stuff like this. Like the last chick they was with, they was whining and dining her and spending a lot of money on her. So they felt like, of course, the end of the relationship, they felt like maybe they was being used. So the next chick they come around, they ain't wanting to buy her a pack of gum. Like, that's not right. You know what I'm saying? So if I realize you treat me like that, like, I'm mad at you. I don't really want to investigate what happened before. I'm mad. So I'm going to feel
that's
some type
true.
Of way.
This is how somebody else took advantage of you.
Stangy. Yes, you stangy and selfish.
So,
like,
so who do you think is the worst when it comes to bringing in emotional baggage, men or women? Because we both bring in a lot, which can potentially ruin a very good relationship of the two. We're going to talk about the male-female relationship companion type thing. And then we're going to talk about being hurt on the job and going to the next job and being like, I'm taking.
Yeah.
You can't say nothing to me.
I'm a, who brings in more baggage? Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I really think it's 50-50. However, I think men are unaware that they're bringing baggage, whereas women are aware that they have it more so than men are. Does that make sense? So, like, I don't think men know that they come with emotional baggage.
You don't think they know?
It's not that I don't think they know. It's just, you know, men are not always in tune with their emotions. So they don't discuss it the way women do. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think, like, so I don't know. I think it's 50-50, though. I don't think one brings in more baggage than the other from men or women. But
well, and I think that men, and I'm going to tell you why, I think that men carry a lot of their emotional baggage into a relationship, and it potentially ruins a new relationship with somebody that may have emotional baggage, but not as much as them. And I say this because men deal with their emotions a lot differently.
Yes.
So if they were faithful
and
to a woman in their last relationship, and that lady cheated on them, or, you know, took all their money or whatever, then they get over here. One woman hurting a man gives a whole negative light on every other woman that has come into their life.
And I agree, but see, the saying too is, with women, it's the same way. Because if you scorn a woman, every man that comes after that man that hurt her has to deal with that hurt that she went through.
Exactly.
So it's the same. So that's why I say it's 50-50. I don't think men bring more than women, or women bring more than men. I think it's even. I just think that for some reason, emotional baggage is always discussed from a female perspective, as if men don't have it. That's the thing. So that's why I think,
That's because we sit around and talk to each other. Men don't do what we do. They don't sit around and tell the other men, well, you know what? She dogged me out. She took all my money.
Right.
What other men see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they just walking around like,
I'm
a fool, and you ain't finna get over on me.
Right.
Not knowing that this girl has just as much emotional baggage as you. But women, we wear our hearts on our sleeves. So if you are treating us halfway decent, especially better than the last man.
Exactly.
We had a lot of stuff slide.
Go.
Or, you know, some things
true.
We don't like. We might let that slide. But men, they're always sitting back in the back of their head like, oh, yeah, she thinks she's slick.
She's just like the same one. She's just like that last one. I ain't fooling with her.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're right about that.
I'm only around for
that
a little bit.
True.
I'm about to dip. Okay, well, you know what, Ayanna? Let's take a caller. And let's get some intake on how our callers feel about this subject. Caller with the last four of 7488.
Can y'all
good
hear
evening,
me?
Good evening, caller. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
We can.
What's your take on this emotional baggage situation?
I think actually women bring in more emotional baggage into the situation. And the reason why is because we love hard. We want more, and we're willing to do more to keep what we have. In other words, I'm not talking about financial, or I'm talking about emotionally. We're willing to bite the bullet emotionally because this is what we want. For me, my understanding is that it's in our nature to be all that we can be for our man. It's in our nature to do that because we have children. We want a family. We want to teach. We want to give. We want to love. And I just think women are made that way. A man thinks one way. He's straight. At least he's supposed to be. And kind of may not think things all the way through. And from my experience, that's what women are for. We're to help him think things through and be that defender. We're just made that way. I think our emotional baggage is going to always be packed away somewhere. No matter if we close it up and enter a new relationship, we're still going to pack it away because every brother knows the same game. We've seen it, just that he might play it a little bit differently.
A little bit differently.
So we hold on to that baggage. So when that game is played, we open up that particular file and say, oh, okay, I see where this is coming from. I've been through this before. We don't put the baggage away. We don't get rid of it. We just hold on to it just in case.
And just kind of tuck it away.
And tuck
bring
it
out
when
it's necessary.
That's just what we do. I think we bring it in.
So she said the baggage is put in a glass case that says break in case of emergency. Like you got to bring it necessary.
I get it.
Sometimes to some degree it's to our defense because we are weaker than them in some ways. In some ways we're stronger than them. And I think that's what causes men to not love so deeply because they know their woman is stronger than them.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, caller, would you be willing to answer one of these questions on our what kind of emotional baggage do you carry quiz?
Sure.
Okay. You want to pick one, Ayana, or do you want me to pick one?
Yeah, I'm going to go with this one. When it comes to a situation that reminds you of negative experiences, do you A, avoid or shy away from these situations? B, not very aware when these situations happen and brush them under the rug? Or do you C, try your best to face them head on whenever possible?
Well, the old me, before I turned 50,
okay,
would try to avoid those situations because I would be afraid to lose him. And I had a state of mind where if I felt like if I could show him that I need him, then he'll stay. But this chick that turned 50 a couple years ago, she meets things head on. And I think I give that to wisdom. It comes with age. And my time is winding down, so I don't have any time for BS. So I give attention to that particular situation right away.
So you just face it head on.
Head on, that's me.
Yep, no, not me. I'm not 50. I'm going with an A. I avoid it. I'm out. Nope, I'm not there yet. I'm working on myself.
You working on yourself?
I'm trying, but I'm going to be honest.
I'm not 50 yet, but I'm definitely a C. Bring it. Let's talk about this.
Really?
Now, we ain't going to do this.
If you value the relationship and you want to keep it, you'll bring it head on. It's kind of like when you see that blackhead on your cheek. You know it's there, so you either can wait for it to grow and it get real ugly, or you can hit it and catch it while it's small and get rid of it.
Yeah, I'm just going to avoid the situation. I don't want to argue, have any conflicts. So,
it depends on how you approach it now. It doesn't have to be an argument.
It doesn't, but in my mind.
In her mind. It's going to end up
in my mind. That's what it's going to end up being. So I just be like, nah.
It's going to end up being one of those.
We appreciate you for calling in, caller.
Thank you very much.
Please listen and log in or call in every Thursday night at 8 o'clock if you can. We have a different topic every week, and I appreciate your patronage. Have a good night.
Thank you. Keep up the good work, ladies.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Ayana, I need you to work on that. Avoiding and shying away from situations. I mean, you're going to have to work on that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
It says, let me tell you what that says about that question that you asked. It says, if you are a letter A, You have a hard time dealing with your emotional burdens. You got that?
That's it.
Your tendency is to react negatively by withdrawing, feeling hopeless, or behaving angrily. Get it together, lady.
Really?
Yes, really. Let's bring on another caller. I'm liking this quiz. I want to see if there's anybody besides me and you that have a tendency to bring this emotional baggage forward. I could say that I try not to, and I've gotten to a point now where I can recognize it before I bring it to the forefront. So I try to block it because I don't want to put that on somebody else. I don't want what someone else did in the past to me to affect what's going on right now. If he didn't do it, I don't want to charge him with it. So I try to stop myself. I do.
I know, but it's hard sometimes.
It is hard.
That's why I be like, I just don't. So I'll say this. There are situations that I will deal with head on. I'm not going
to
lie. But
I'm
trying
to change it now.
I'm just saying for the most part, I'm just like, it's whatever. I don't really have to deal with this right now. I got other problems. That'd be my attitude.
Okay, caller with the last 4 of 0899. I'm about to bring on another caller. Ayanna, hold on just a second. Good evening, caller. Are you listening or are you chiming in on this topic tonight of emotional baggage?
Man, you knew I was going to comment.
Couldn't help
you. You knew I was going to comment. I was sitting here on the phone itching, talking about, like, tag me in, coach. I was ready.
But what do you have? You know, make sure one of these quiz questions too. We're gonna see where you at with this emotional baggage thing. What you gotta say?
Okay, well, first of all, it was a really, really good topic for y'all to pick because it's so much. So say that.
Thank you.
Cool. And then y'all said I thought it was 50-50 between male and female.
Yep.
Give or take, it's kind of a catch-22 to me on whether or not it's 50-50. My take on that, in a way, is I feel like men, when they are bitter or have been hurt and they come into a relationship, it's way worse than it is with us because they have a different hidden agenda than we do.
Okay.
They go to war. They turn revengeful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They turn revengeful and their goal is to hurt.
Hurt people, hurt people.
Exactly.
Yes.
Their goal is to get back at whatever woman, the other woman doesn't have anything to do with what happened to them. But their goal is to hurt until they feel better and until their wound is healed, they're going to continue to hurt. How I know this, because I've been there. And you can love them, you can show them, and what I find is that you as a woman, you find the majority of your relationship, you're fighting to show this person that you're not like the person that hurt them, you're not that person. But then you open up, you love them, and then they break you all the way down. I mean, literally try to break you all the way down.
All the way down.
Because they want to do to you to make you feel the way that they feel. And it's not right. And then that's going to turn another person cold because then you got that woman.
Now that's another bag.
That's another bag.
Yeah.
Right. Because she's been hurt, so she was afraid to open up. And now you extra. Because you got a whole dang on barrel of trash versus just a little bitty death trash. You got a whole barrel of trash now because You don't know who to trust. You don't know if you coming to get me again. Now, to deal with that, it's hard. It takes a lot of soul searching. It takes a lot of crying, because crying is cleansing. And it takes mental fitness, because you have to work on you. Because, like the last caller said, now, I'm with you on one part where you said you just run, you just say forget it.
Yes.
But at the same time, I'm kind of like her as well, because I have like a radar and like a zero tolerance now for BS. And it's like, just tell me up front. Come on, let's just hit it right here. This is what I see. This is what I want. Now, I'm with you on the fact that once I get so far in it, and I done seen that you lied, and I'm running. So, you know,
yeah,
I'm out, you know, like the road runner. I'm hitting it. But I want to see it straightforward. I'm going to tell you what I want, and I'm going to say it. But then Renita had said something earlier, but it's like, yeah, you want to hit it head on. You want to try to get down to the nit of it. But at the same time, you know, where do you begin? How do you begin? Because if you don't stop somewhere, it's going to be a vicious cycle.
Yeah, you got to figure out what the problem is.
Exactly.
Why are you acting this way? Why are you, what's
mm-hmm.
wrong? What did I do to make you feel that? What did I do? Scrap
right,
what everybody
you know what I've
here.
Learned?
What
right,
did
you know
I
what
do?
Learned? It's not nothing that the new person does.
It's not nothing, it's
an individual thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, you remember when you were younger, or not even younger, just now, where they teach you in acting, if you're doing a skit or something or doing a speech, and they tell you to visualize everybody in their underwear so you can focus.
I'll be laughing. I tried that one day in school.
Right.
They ain't work out.
No.
Or you visualize something else. Well, that's kind of like what it is. They see you. They know it's you. But that's not,
but
what,
that's
they
not
see.
What they're saying. Yeah.
All they
yeah.
see is that person that hurt them. And we do love extra hard. Like the other caller said, we love extra hard. We want families. We want to be loved. And the reason why men are able to just bounce and move on quicker is because what we think that they don't wear their feelings on their sleeve, but they really do.
Oh, they do.
Because,
yes.
because yeah, they move on. They move on, but they moving on with their hidden agendas. They moving on to go ahead and I'm going to screw you over. Because I was screwed over.
Because somebody screwed me over.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to screw you over before you screw me over.
Right.
That's
or
why I said, when you recognize it,
yeah.
you need to stop right there. Let me know what I did. Don't charge me with somebody else's mistake. Let me know what I did. Let's work this out. Because if I didn't do anything, I'm going to stop you from charging me with doing something. Don't
and
charge
the biggest
me
thing,
for nothing that I didn't do.
And the biggest line that I hate, oh, my God, it's not you, it's me. I hate that line.
Oh, my God, y'all can hate it. It's not you, it's me?
It's me?
Yeah,
I love that line. I love it.
Uh-uh.
Girl.
I use it. That's why.
Oh,
that's
my God.
I get out of situations.
Okay, caller, look.
I told you I shy away. What I use.
I want to ask you a question on this quiz, and you tell me what your answer is, okay? When it comes to trusting people, A, my philosophy is that people aren't trustworthy unless they have truly proven to be so. B, when it comes to trust, I don't pay it much attention. C, I do my best to be open, but we'll put my guard up as needed if someone appears to be untrustworthy.
Repeat the second one again.
The second one says, when it comes to trust, I don't pay much attention.
Okay. Well, I think I'm more so see, because I don't trust nobody until you prove it. Because I'm not just going. Is that A?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's A.
Well, I said I was open. Okay, you said so. The philosophy is not to trust nobody, right?
So A says, my philosophy is that people aren't trustworthy unless they have truly proven to be so.
Okay, then there it is. And yeah, it's A. It is A because I don't trust you until you prove it to me.
Yeah.
Girl,
but
you
I'm
got
also
some work
one
to
of
do.
Those people.
Team A in the building.
You fall in the category with my co-host. Says you have a hard time dealing with your emotional burdens.
Our
phone lines are jumping out of control. Caller, I appreciate you for sharing your take on this emotional baggage. I'm going to put you back in queue.
All right.
I hope you continue to listen. Thank you.
Thanks.
She did say something that I remember being in a situation one time where I was dating a guy, and I literally asked him, what did she do to you? Like, literally, just like that. Because I knew, I could tell it was something. Like she said, they do take it out on somebody. So, yeah, but I didn't get no answer, but the it's not you, it's me. Yeah, that's how I get out of this stuff. Avoid situations.
Oh my goodness. Okay, let me throw this in here real quick before we go to another caller. Our sponsor, Digital Guard, now has an abundance of products that include neighborhood watch programs and everything else. I want to invite our callers to go to their website, www.preventhomecrimes.com. They have alarm systems. They have alarm monitoring systems, like real live people looking at your property 24 hours a day or whatever hours you you want them to.
Okay.
This is real time, real action. They will call the real police at the drop of a dime if something's going on that has no business going on. They also have a virtual neighborhood watch program, which is really, really, really cool, where your whole street is like your own neighborhood watch. And you don't have to have any meetings with your neighborhood. You can do everything online, but everybody is watching everybody's property. So if you work in the mornings and I work at night, I can watch your house and make sure that it's secure. I can tell you what's going on, if little kids are riding around busting out windows. Like, it's a communication thing. So, people, I invite you to go to that website, www.preventhomecrimes.com. They're also going to be offering free self-defense classes in Indianapolis and in Atlanta. So, this is something that you might want to look into.
Yeah,
learn how to chop on people.
Okay, absolutely.
I'm going to click on another caller, and then we're going to change our topic to non-romantic emotional baggage. Caller with the last four of 4610. Good evening, caller. Are you calling with are you trying to listen in, or do you have a comment on this topic? Hello?
Caller.
I think they're just listening. Put them back on.
Listening.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go to this caller. Caller with the last four of 5676.
Yes.
Hello. Good evening, caller. Are you calling to chime in on this great topic, or are you listening?
I'm calling to chime in.
You chiming in? Okay,
yes.
Well, let's hear it.
Hello?
Yeah, what you got on this topic, caller?
Okay, I've been listening to several different things, so I'm kind of lost as to what the topic is that we're going to discuss.
Okay, so our topic tonight is emotional baggage. We're talking about how the hurts and the bad experiences from past relationships are being brought forth into a new relationship, and people, the new companion being accused or faulted or treated in a way that is not conducive to the relationship only because we brought in this baggage.
Right. Right. And I have found that men and women both tend to carry baggage. It's like, as they say, the Juanita Bynum, the gospel singer, she has a video that's called No More Sheep. It's really a good read and a video to listen to, because it talks about how we carry our baggage from one relationship to another, not knowing that we're doing it. And I have carried baggage from relationship to relationship, not knowing that I had did that till it was brought to my attention that I was doing so.
Interesting.
And of course, it does cause friction because no two people are alike. But you have to be open and willing enough to give the next person a fair opportunity. It's just like a job. If I base your interview off of someone that I just fired because they had a poor or didn't have a great work performance, I couldn't hire somebody else with that in mind that, oh, they're going to suck too. So, you know,
we're going to talk about that then.
Be willing to give everybody a chance, you know. Everybody is different, you know. Everybody's not the same, you know. And then, first and foremost, if God is in it, then you can't go wrong with it anyway.
That's true.
So, my thing is, you put God first. Hey, you can't go wrong.
Everything else should fall into place?
Yeah.
Well, Kyler,
no.
I want to see where you're at with this emotional baggage. We want to ask you a question. Ayana, pick one of these quiz questions and let's ask our caller and see where she falls at.
Okay.
Let me see. Let's see. Did we run out of questions? No, I think we got one left. We got one left. When thinking about myself and emotional health, I view myself as damaged, troubled, or in a place where my feelings would be hard to repair. B, I don't evaluate my emotional health. Or C, I see my strengths and weaknesses, and I try to focus on improving what I can.
C.
Okay.
C.
You see?
Because I've done that, I've lived, and I'm learning. I'm learning every day. You know, I can only look back to my past and see what I've done maybe that wasn't so great and look ahead to brighter days to see what I can do to make it better. Because behind every storm comes a little bit of sunshine. So look back at my past and say, hey, you know, okay, I did this. I did that. Okay, now I'm going to do it this way.
And try it a little better. Well, it says you are doing a good job of being aware of your emotional baggage and do your best to try to manage it in a healthy way.
That's what I'm
one of the few.
Yeah. I'm a C on that one, too, though. But
you
got
to
know I got some issues.
This question, where am I? Oh, no, I'm a C, too, because I don't view myself as damaged.
No.
And I'm not going to sit back and evaluate my emotional health, because I'm going to always
make sure that
I'm feeling great.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm a C, too. So I'm going to add up all these on myself and see what my average is. Because, A, it says you need to seek some support and guidance from an expert. I mean, you got to go lay on somebody's couch because you got a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Don't do that. That's not
okay.
True. It's about being aware of it, though. Like, that's my thing, is that I'm aware that I do that. So I don't really need to pay nobody $100 an hour to lay on their couch for them to tell me that, you know, I'm aware of the situation.
Well, according to this quiz, you need to seek some professional help and get you a support system. That's all I'm saying. Caller, thank you so much for chiming in. I appreciate
you.
I hope you continue to listen
you,
tonight and every Thursday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We keep talking about topics that hit women, men, teenagers, and senior citizens in general. Like, we change our topics every Thursday. Sometimes we have to bring back a part two, depending on what the topic is and how it affected our callers and our viewers. If they still have a little bit more they want to hear or say, we will bring back a part two. So thank you for chiming in. I hope you continue to listen.
Thank you, lady.
Have a good one.
You too.
Now, she did touch on something, though. Well, she said even we do it in our jobs. You take it from job to job.
We
or,
do.
And
even and
really
it works on both sides. Because
right,
I do an interview,
right,
probably
right.
two interviews a week. And if I see something in a person in their interview that I've seen in a past employee, like some type of behavior, I may be like, you know what? Oh, my God, I don't want to repeat this. Yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
But.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean. And even so, I mean, when I left my last job, I was like, I'm never going to deal with the racism and everything that was going on previously at my last job. So when I walked in with like, if I see, you know, if my boss has this type of behavior or talks to people this type of way, I'm filling out applications elsewhere. I'm not staying here that long because I'm not dealing with this ever again.
Okay.
So it happens.
I guess you can. Yeah, I guess I don't. Let me see. Have I ever done it in my job? I guess that's true when you're working with somebody and you be like, here we go again, and it's not the same person, but they might have did something or said something that triggers that memory from before. So I guess it. But it's baggage. I mean, when do you check it at the door? How do you check your baggage at the door and be like, I'm not taking this in with me. I'm just gonna leave it alone. It is what it is. How do you do that?
I don't think you actually check it at the door. It's gonna always be there, but you have to learn how to control it. Like I said, you don't want to charge somebody with something that they haven't done, or they may not even have the potential to do it. The fact that if you see the BS coming a mile away, don't, God forbid, they do something exactly the same way as your ex, or something happened that exactly like a deja vu, your guard, you ain't got somebody else's wall and brought it to the front. Like, I got double protection now.
Right.
I got her wall.
I told you, the wall of China.
But you have to learn how to check yourself. And that's what I've had to do. I've had to learn how to check myself. I can know and recognize every bad thing that has happened to me in my past. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when I feel myself getting to that point where I'm going to be looking like, oh my God, I'm going to go through this again, I have to check myself and start comparing.
I get it. Like, okay, so as I did my research online, one, like you said, it's recognizing the signs. You have to
recognize
it. And then it says, recognizing the signs, right? And then the next thing it says is accept your past for what it is, and you have to be brutally honest with yourself. And I think sometimes, especially when it comes to relationships or in any type of baggage, a lot of times people don't want to admit their fault in the situation. So when you can't admit your fault in the situation, you're bringing that with you as baggage. You're bringing that with you. If you had a bad relationship and you felt like y'all was arguing and fighting all the time, and he just didn't respect you and it made no sense and I'm never going to get with a man that's going to disrespect me again, right? And then you go into your next relationship, but you never stop to look at it and say, was there moments in time where I was actually disrespecting him too? And so if you can't fix that within yourself, you're definitely going to take it to your next situation. It's the same thing with your job. If you got a boss and you're like, man, my boss is always on me about nothing and I don't understand why they always harassing me, not identifying, maybe it's because you come in to work every day at 9:30 and you're supposed to be
and you
nine.
On your phone. You're supposed to be in at 7.
Right.
And you
right.
walked in at 9. Or maybe it's because every time your boss walks in your office, you're on the internet, maybe, and you're not doing work.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
That,
like,
that could be
around,
that could be the reason.
Harassing
but look,
me. Like, oh goodness.
Look, Ayana, I know we only have probably like 10 minutes left on this show, so I really want to touch on this topic because it affects so many women, and because this is kind of like sort of a women's issue show, even though we dedicate one show, try to do one show a month for men topics, predominantly
mm-hmm.
women. Okay, so non-romantic relationships, right? You with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Now, what if you have given, because I take my friendship so seriously. If I consider you a friend or a sister, like there is nothing, you can have a shirt off my back. Anything you ask me for, if I don't have it, I'm going to try to get it. Bam.
I'm with you.
Then you have somebody that you consider your friend, your sister. Do something real, real bad to you. Just demolish your trust. That can potentially mess up your trust for any woman that ever comes into your life that really wants to be your friend and really can be trustworthy.
Yeah.
You just got this. They got that wall again. You got that wall put up like, I've been burned by broads.
And I already told you I'm a wall builder, so I'm immediately like, I don't really let people into my circle. Like,
girl, we're going to be in a bubble.
Bubble. It's people in there. It's people in the circle, but I just don't let every. Like, you need to come to the circle with a recommendation. Like, I need you to be like, oh. I know that sounds crazy. But it's like, okay, you know how you may meet somebody, but if they know somebody you know, that would be a recommendation. Like, oh, you know. So it's, oh, yeah, she cool. Okay, then. I need that. But if I don't have that.
But what if the person
like
who's recommending that person is really not a close friend and she just ain't had the opportunity to do nothing wrong to her yet?
Right, okay. I'm going to evaluate it. So you may not get all the way in the circle, but you may, like, get halfway in until I can really see that you earn, you know, circle things. Like, I just don't let everybody in. So I told you I'm guilty. It's not you, it's me. That's
oh Jesus.
That's me. But if honestly, if I had somebody and they a friend, non-relationship and friend, and they burned me, that would really change how I looked at people. Like how I let people into my world, I would look at it differently. Like, I don't want that to happen again. And I think that's natural. I think we do it. But you can't be open and keep being burned person after person after person. Right?
I mean, right. And, you know, that's a hard thing. Like I said, I take my friendship seriously. I've been burned by a few. And I say, I'm not ever doing that again. Nobody can ever do this to me again. We're talking about non-romantic relationships. But
right,
because
exactly.
We're women and we wear our hearts on our sleeves and we are naturally nurturing creatures, we always fall back and we fall into that repeated cycle of constantly letting other females hurt our feelings.
But honestly, I'll say this though too. You might have done something like, let's say we really, really good friends, like you say, my sister. You could have done something that hurt me. I won't necessarily put you out the circle because of that, but
you got to go.
Looking at you. It depends on what it is. It depends on what it is. Because now
I'm
going to
give you the benefit of the doubt.
I can't.
Maybe one or two times.
I can't rely on you for that. Right, that's what
but
I'm saying. Like, okay, so I can't rely on you. Like, if you say, oh, no, I'm coming, I'm going to be there, I'm telling you I'm going to be there, and you don't,
and you ain't
now there. I know going forward I can't trust what you say when it comes to being there. So it'll take a couple of times before I put you out the circle. But you will eventually get out, because I'm going to put you in a situation to where you're going to have to prove me wrong in feeling the way that I feel. I'm going to do that. I have to. I have to.
My poor co-host. You're so giving. That's why you're an A. That's why you need to go lay on somebody's couch. I'm going to work with you, and I'm going to work on you, and I'm going to turn you into a me.
No.
Let
it
go. It's gone somewhere.
Well, what type
people.
Of couch is it? Is it going to be leather, microfiber? What type of
couch
is it going to be?
It's going to be one of those flip-out couches you get from Walmart, one of those individuals. You can fold it up to a chair and flip it out. That's what you're going to get over here. How they can, if they can, get rid of emotional baggage. The first thing you have to do is recognize, we talked about that, recognize it and understand that you have it. Look, I got these issues going on, and I know it. And whether it's at a, we're going to go back to a romantic relationship, make sure you communicate that going forward. If you really want to deal with me, look, this is what I've been through. This is what I don't want to go through again. This is, I still have this in me. So I'm going to tell you what he did so you won't do it. So now you can't say you didn't know that I've been through this. Recognize it, communicate it, understand it, accept it, and
move
go on from
on.
There. What you got, Ayana?
Hey, that's how I feel. You got to get to the point to where you don't. You got to move on. Like it says, leave your past in your past and don't hold on to it. I think naturally we hold on to things, but we shouldn't do that because, as I've been told before, you blocking your blessings. So I'm working on not blocking my blessings. I'm working on that.
You working on that? And if it doesn't work for
you,
try therapy. That's the next thing. Holding in emotional baggage is not good.
It's not
good at all.
It's not.
Find a support
group. I'm slowly taking my wall down. I'm taking it down brick by brick. I'm going to take it down.
Brick by brick. We have another caller that just popped in. I'm going to give this caller like 30 seconds to speak on it. But before I do that, Ayana, I want you to tell people where you're going to be at on May 7th.
May 7th, I will be at Kilwins in Atlantic Station, which is a Sunday from 2 to 5. Be doing a book signing for my book, Enjoy the Ride. So hopefully all my listeners can come out, meet me face-to-face, get a book, get a T-shirt, and they have good desserts at Kilwins in Atlantic Station. Sunday, 2 to 5.
Save me some. Okay, I'm going to chime in on this caller. Caller with the last four of 1096. 1096, good evening, caller.
Hi. Hey, sister.
Hi, boo. You got something you want to say?
No, I was just agreeing with everything. I'm actually working on that myself, trying to forgive and not block my blessings. But it's hard when you have females in your life that you genuinely love, and then you find out they really don't love you back. Their friendship isn't genuine. So,
I don't have time to quiz you, but I hope you can go back and listen to the rest of the show. And we may have to bring this back for a part two. But thank you for calling and thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you. See?
Okay, everybody, next week's topic, we're going to talk about these mother-daughter relationships, good, bad, and the ugly. There are so many mothers out here that have broken relationships with their daughters. We're going to come up with some ways to try to fix those relationships. We're going to talk about it right here on Against All Odds with Renita Graves and co-host Ayana Muhammad. I'm going to end this show with a word from our sponsor. Don't forget to go to www.preventhomecrimes.com. Look at what they got. Order some things. Check out the blog, victimstoppersrenita.us. Good night, everybody. Talk to you next Thursday.
All right.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.